Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Part of your community, part of your morning.
Star 102.5.
Colleen can barely walk today because she had to do yard work. Isn't that what she said?
Well, when you put it that way,
okay.
It's just all the fault, all of the cleanup
right around
the house. We have so much shrubbery that has to be cut back.
Last year you paid. This year the guy raised his price.
He raised his prices, so Justin was like, we're not doing that. We got the whole family out. Mia wanted something, from Walgreens. I was like, well, you're going to earn it. And so we got it all done. But I just think it's funny. Like, he was willing to pay the guy. I think last year we paid the guy $100. So he was willing to pay that, but the guy raises it by $40. And Justin's like, no, that's ridiculous.
Too much.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Okay.
And you would have paid that and more.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just get it done. Please. Thank you. Anyway.
He was seeing it as a 40% increase.
I just think it's funny.
He didn't want it.
That we do this with a lot of things. I'll pay this much. Yeah, I'm willing to pay that much, but not $10 more.
Or 40, right?
No, but it's like, if you put it on a bigger scale, like when you're buying a car, like this just happened, we were buying our car and we're getting down like over, Justin gets stuck on a number and they come back, they want $300 more than that. And he's like, no way. And it's like, we are spending thousands of dollars on this vehicle and now it's coming down to $200. People just get stuck.
But maybe he's looking at it the other way. Like, if we're just down to a couple $100, let them eat it.
Well, of course, that's how he's looking at it. I just want my car. I want the car.
And they want you to come in and do the negotiating.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Okay. So who is it in your life that will spend, whatever amount on whatever it is, but then they draw the line, won't go any further? 280-1025. We have Brandy now from Story City. All right, Brandy, this is your husband?
My husband will not let my children pay. We will not buy M&Ms at the movie theater.
He won't let them buy, so he'll pay all the money to get in.
Right, we'll pay $10 a ticket, $7 for popcorn, $8 for a Coke, and my kids are smuggling M&Ms into the movie theater from the gas station that we stopped at on the way there.
Right, the overpriced, everything else is fine, but I'm drawing the line. M&Ms is
where we draw the line. He's not paying $3 for M&Ms.
That's great, and I'm also guilty of that, too.
What am I teaching my children?
I know, it's terrible, but geez, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Brandy. Thanks. You have a good day. Take care. Bye-bye.
More fun in the morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.